Welcome to the Real World Nutrition Podcast. This is episode 128, Navigating Social Settings with Healthy Eating. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Real World Nutrition Podcast. This is Shelly Riel, registered dietitian, host, and founder of Real World Nutrition. And as this is coming out in March, I remind you, as I have in the last couple episodes, that it is National Nutrition Month. And even though myself, as well as my colleagues, do promote health, wellness, nutrition in its various aspects, March tends to be a month where we are highlighted as a more emphasis on addressing nutrition, despite us talking about this year round. So the topic I'm talking about today is maintaining a healthy eating approach or a healthier eating approach while still being in social settings. Now, when I was growing up, social settings weren't as common as they are today. Mostly we went out to eat on special occasions, we had holidays, we did have company over on occasion for various things. But really, it seems to me at least that social settings seem to happen on a weekly or more frequent basis. But that just may be because I'm an adult now and not the kid being left at school or with the babysitter. So one of the things that I bring up today is that as we went through the time change just recently, as we do every spring, and we have the daylight later in the evening rather than earlier, and we've got March Madness is happening, and we've got Easter coming up, and then shortly after that, people start having graduation celebrations. There's always birthdays, there's always anniversaries, there's always something going on as it seems. And sometimes it can get jammed up that there's several and many in close proximity. So I often joke that May is a really challenging time, that there's four birthdays in my family, an anniversary, Mother's Day. These days, it feels like there's a graduation every year, and it just keeps happening, and sometimes it feels like it's just nonstop. So that may be fine. It's one of these things where I tell people, do enjoy the social settings, and most often, social situations do have the food, and it can be challenging to be a disciplined eater. I don't know if I like that word, disciplined, but more of really being conscious of how you're eating. If you are paying attention to health conditions or trying to maintain the balance of fitness and your weight or your body composition, not everybody's paying attention to that, but some people are. And I just want to address some of these things. Again, if we're doing it on occasion, really, it's not a big deal. But if it becomes where it's multiple situations over and over again, it can really add up and do a number on our health or our overall healthier eating approach. So when I talk about the pitfalls of eating in social settings, it can present several challenges that can derail your approach to having the intention of, I would like to be healthier, I would like to eat healthier to help my overall health. And one of the common pitfalls here, and I know this because I do it too, is the mindless eating. So we can be in the middle of conversation, we can have all kinds of the excitement of seeing people we haven't seen in a while, or whatever may be going on, and we can lose track of how much you're consuming, especially if it's chips, or even drinking a glass of wine. It can tend to go a lot faster or easier if we're having a great time and not paying attention to how or what we're eating. Social gatherings may also have limited options in that sense of, it can be really, really high calorie, high fat, high sugar, and even high salt or high sodium foods, which in and of themselves, again, on occasion, not a big thing, but if it's happening mindlessly, overconsumption, or more often than on occasion, it can add up. And so it's not uncommon to have foods that can have our entire day's worth of calories in a single meal. And that can make it challenging to have that balance and moderation. I can't tell you how many times where I've been at a midday social gathering and I'm fine with eating that, but then a family member says later, "What's for dinner?" And I'm kind of like, I don't need dinner. I had everything I needed for the day, but not everybody has that same approach. So I want to give you 10 tips to help minimize overeating and how you can make more nutritious choices when you're in social gatherings. So again, I know I'm saying this over and over. I want to emphasize this isn't meant to be a punishment or reward, especially if it's a once in a great while situation. But if it's happening all the time, just this is helpful. All right, so number one, plan ahead. So before heading out to your social event, or even if it's in your own home, take a moment to plan your approach. So if it's you're in charge of bringing something, you can help control what that is by making it a little bit more nutritious if it's a potluck style setting. And, you know, you can make sure there's at least one healthy option available. Now, that's not to say the others might not be contributing as well, healthier options, but you know what is in that meal or what is in that dish if you are bringing it. Number two, survey the spread. So depending on where you're going or how the situation is set up, take a look around, take a lap around the food table or take a look at what's going on there. And before filling up your plate, look at those options. So it's never failed where I've been like at a salad bar type buffet and it turns out there's all this fabulous stuff at the end and I have no more room. And that's not always the worst thing, but it's at the same time, you know, look for the foods that you really like, as well as balancing it with the nutrient-rich foods like fruits, veggies, and even proteins and whole grains. So here, you can still aim to fill your plate with colorful fruits and vegetables. Number three, consider portion control or be mindful of your portion sizes, especially when faced with tempting treats or multiple treats. So you can use smaller plates or utensils, but what I just tell people, if you want to sample more than one thing that looks really, really good, just take a smaller portion of that, and that can help minimize overconsuming. So number four, mindful eating. So as I said, it can be a mindless situation, but if you slow down and savor each bite and focusing on your hunger and fullness cues, you can enjoy the food, you can take breaks between bites, engage in conversation, and appreciate the experience. So that won't be a true mindful eating experience because mindful eating really takes away all distractions, but it can certainly be more mindful-ish when you're doing that. Number five, hydrate wisely, okay? So it could be easy to have sugary drinks or alcohol, and these can contribute to excess calories and potentially minimize your ability to make mindful choices. So one of the things, it's an oldie, but it is a goodie too, is opt for water or balance water between those other beverages that may be high in calories to help balance that out. So you may find that if you're having more water and then having whatever the other beverage you want, you may have less overall. Number six, strategize your indulgences. So as I said or alluded to a little bit ago, if there's a particular dish or treat you really want to try, you really want to have it, make sure you make room for it. And again, choose a smaller serving. You can go back for more, but choosing that smaller serving, you may be able to get that taste and fulfill that desire or that treat aspect with a little bit smaller portions. Number seven, be selective. So I encourage people to be discerning in your food choices and choose foods that provide both satisfaction and nourishment. Just because, so the old days of try everything or don't be rude by declining something, we really don't need to hold on to that anymore. If there's something that you really don't care for, you don't have to take it. You can skip it. If it's something that you can get any time of the year, you don't have to take it. You can skip it. So I just say, be selective, be choosy, be picky. Number 8, stay active. So I always remind people, okay, there's not a reward and punishment here. I encourage people to always incorporate physical activity into your day, and this can help offset indulgences and maintain the energy balance. So you can take a walk before or after the event, do your usual exercise, invite friends to join you, family to enjoy you for playing outside or going for a walk. But again, this is not meant for you to earn your food, but merely help with the balance there. Physical activity is always good. Number 9, listen to your body. Pay attention to this and how different foods make you feel physically and emotionally, but most important, physically. Honor your body's cues. Make choices that align with your well-being and preferences, and stop eating when you are full. Stop eating more when you are satisfied would be even better. So again, social settings, we can be in a mindset where we're not paying attention. So just want to remind you of that. And number 10, practice moderation, not deprivation. So okay, again, indulging occasionally, enjoying the foods you love is really the cornerstone of real-world nutrition. I really want people to not feel guilt or anything negative related to enjoying the foods they love. Just be in the mindset, I use that word just, but embrace that mindset of moderation rather than strict deprivation. If we are depriving ourselves from food, most of the time we're going to desire it so much more. So find balance that allows for both healthful choices and occasional treats. So navigating social settings with healthy eating in mind can be manageable. Arm yourself with mindful strategies and a positive mindset. You can approach any gathering knowing that you can enjoy the social setting, the festivities, and honoring your health and wellness. Remember, it's balance. It's all about finding balance, moderation, and savoring the joys of the food and the company, the community that you are with. So here's to making nutritious choices, savoring the moments, one bite at a time. All right, everyone, that is it for this latest episode of Real World Nutrition. I would love to hear your feedback and comments. You're more than welcome to contact me through the link in the show notes. And if you are interested in scheduling a free 30-minute call with me where we can talk about your goals and how to strategize balance in your life when it comes to food and enjoying those foods that you love while balancing your health and wellness, let's talk. Use the link in the show notes for the free 30-minute introductory call, and I would look forward to speaking with you soon. All right, everyone, take care and bye for now.